Hey, so welcome to the Less is More podcast. This is episode number 4, I do believe. But this is our first video podcast, which I'm quite proud of. And why I've left it so long is I've just been working on a whole lot of new ideas to make this podcast something really cool. Something different, something a little more visual as well. But and also because I've got some really cool new gear to record this podcast with. So it's going to sound a whole lot better. But soon, hopefully soon, soon, I will be upgrading it even further. So even better video quality from the 720p that I'm doing now. So hopefully we'll get full HD soon. But audio-wise, I think we're a whole lot better on the audio side. So this is it. So it's been about a month since I last did a podcast, which I apologize for. It really has been crazy busy work-wise. Things have been quite different, a very different year. Again, business is so weird, but we just do what we do with what we have and, you know, get better and not bitter about it. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this thing of collecting stuff. And don't judge me by my wall at the back here. The stuff we've got over there are all memories that are really, really important to us. You'll see behind me is a picture of my family. There is a picture of my wedding day. There's some way back when bodybuilding pics over there. So we like to, instead of spending money on stuff, as much as that isn't always the thing, on the wall, we've got little memories that for us are just really, really special. And there's memories behind us here of pictures in our lounge as well of a trip we did on the ship, which we did for Wendy's birthday 2 years ago. So there's also that picture over there is very special to us because that is one of our pictures when we went to Europe. And that is Wendy and I at the Duomo. And so those things are all really, really special to us. So in this minimalism journey that I've been on for the last while, it's been amazing for me. I've learned so much and I've just got rid of so much rubbish and stuff that cluttered my mind, which was for me the biggest thing. That is just running around trying to find stuff all the time. And I know I had that, but it's not here now. I need it here now. And it wasn't here now. And I used to get frustrated, lose my temper, get really, really mad and want to throw things around, which I don't want to do anymore because I'm chilled. So state of mind-wise, it's been really good for me to declutter all this rubbish. I'm in my dining room at the moment and I've got a study, but the audio in my study is just not great. So I would rather do it out here because I do a lot of voiceover stuff. And yesterday I quoted on a $100 voiceover job in the States. So hopefully I'll get that. That's $100 towards paying my new studio stuff off. And I've got some really cool studio stuff. I've got myself this really cool SEX-1. Sounds weird. SEX-1A microphone. And I'm going to be doing a podcast or a vlog, if you want to call it, on this equipment as well. Because I'm going to be doing a whole lot. Well, I am doing some equipment reviews for the guys from AudioMart. And the recording equipment that we've got here is amazing. And I'm just going to turn the camera around here to this little guy here. Oh, you can't see it. Oh, there he is. This little dude over here. That guy there, which is my audio interface. It's a Behringer Euphoria. This thing is amazing. It really is. The sound quality is fantastic. My MacBook Air is in this really cool dock that I got from my brother, which was very kind to get for me, which is really... It's cool. It's amazing. So you've got this whole thing in a dock and it gives you all these extra USBs because, as you know, the Mac doesn't have a million USBs. It's got two. And this is really handy just in terms of getting it all out and sorted. But I'm excited because this for me is a traveling studio and I can in a moment take some pics and I'll cut away to them. Do a bit of post-production. I'll cut away to them to show you what my little sound reflector, which is, in fact, I'm gonna sneak in and just show you what it looks like. That's what it looks like over there. It's an audio reflexer. So you pretty much have a studio wherever you go, which is quite cool. And it stands on a conventional microphone stand. And then I've got my Behringer headphones, which I must say, these are amazing. And I always thought Behringer was a very average brand. But their recent acquisition of Midas, which if you're a bit of a technophobe, you'll know Midas are amazing. They've got incredible technology, but they just couldn't pull it off in business. So these are really amazing products. And now the price, I mean, I remember when I bought my first audio interface, it was a Lexicon Amiga. That thing cost me over 5,000 Rand and it was just an audio interface. Whereas this now is just great. And I can hook this up. I can record like I am here with my MacBook, this audio interface and this mic. I can take it anywhere and actually record. And that's what I'm planning to do. Just with my camera on a tripod, and I can go and record anywhere I want. So I'm going to keep these vlogs, like I say, my first vlog, so please like it and subscribe if you want to. I should close the front door when I'm recording, right? Some guy's exhaust is just not great. So I want to do a whole lot of these, but I've got some wedding-related ones I do, because obviously the wedding industry is a big part of my income. And I just love it, you know. It just really has been something that's been a part of me and me a part of it for over 20 years. So I'm kind of firmly entrenched in that. And then, of course, now I've got the little bits, those action cams and a few other bits and bobs that I want to use to, you know, make this experience better. So I'd love to hear your minimal story as well, if you have. And it's amazing. Everyone in business is even minimizing the way they do business. And, you know, instead of working harder, work smarter. And obviously that's a buzzword with everyone. So I'd love to know in the comments down below what you've done to minimize in your life and maybe in your business and maybe in your even friendships. I've minimized my friends. Yeah. Because not all your friends are friends, are they? So anyway, that's where I'm going to leave it for today. I know my cat's about to come and jump on my lap. She's in a good mood today. So you'll have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to my first impromptu vlog. And I'll speak to you again soon. Adios.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.